Well, today, December 14th, is the feast day of the great St. John of the Cross, the Carmelite, who was the reformer, along with St. Teresa of Avila, of the Carmelite order. St. John of the Cross was a mystic. He was a poet, a theologian, a priest, a Carmelite, a close friend of Teresa of Avila. During his life, which was very short, he only lived to be 49 years of age. He wrote so many beautiful works, primarily in times of suffering and pain. We look at his life for a few moments. He was born in Spain in the year 1542. His father, who had been the son of a very wealthy silk merchant, was disowned by the family for marrying a poor weaver, a girl named Catalina. And because of that, they were rejected by their family and forced to live in poverty. And John was born the third son of this family. His father died soon after his birth. So John of the Cross was raised in poverty. But then he was able to go to his schooling and worked at a hospital, worked his way through school, and went to the Jesuit college there in that city in Spain, and then at the age of 25 felt called to join the Carmelite order. So he was sent to his novitiate in Salamanca and for higher education. And this is where he came across and met St. Teresa of Avila. And she was convinced that the Carmelites needed to be reformed, to go back to the primitive rule and the more strict observance. So she convinced him that this should be done with the Carmelites as well. And so there they began to work together to reform the Carmelites. And their order is called the Discalced Carmelites, or the Shoeless Carmelites. Teresa of Avila took her own reform to her monastery of the Incarnation in Avila, and St. John of the Cross was the confessor for the nuns there. And St. John of the Cross began to work to reform the male branches of the Carmelites, but of course people don't like to be reformed, and there's always opposition to reformers, like John the Baptist, obviously. He was imprisoned and persecuted for calling people to reform and conversion. The same thing happened to John of the Cross. He was arrested by the unreformed members of the Carmelites and put into prison for 9 months. This prison was a very cramped, dark cell. He was cruelly treated during that time. But this is when he had his greatest mystical experiences, when he was in this imprisonment. This is where he wrote his greatest works. And he eventually escaped from the prison, continued his work with the reform, along with St. Teresa of Avila. Now his, of course, greatest works during his life were the Ascent of Mount Carmel, the Dark Night of the Soul, Spiritual Canticle, and the Living Flame of Love. And again, he just lived a very young life of 49 years. After his death, these beautiful poems and treatises became widespread throughout Spain and throughout the church. He was canonized about 200 years after his death in 1726, and in 1926 declared a doctor of the church. So along with Teresa of Avila, he really is the greatest spiritual writer on mystical and ascetical theology. So these are our two great saints of mystical and ascetical theology, John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila. And what we see in his writings is so much about prayer, the importance of daily prayer with the Lord, and even in the midst of suffering, being united to Christ and offering up one's suffering, and that the greatest joy can even be experienced in the midst of terrible suffering. Because if the Lord is with you, you can use that to be sanctified and you can use that suffering in a redemptive way. And even when you go through that dark night of the soul, which is when all the consolations seem to be gone and where you're sort of searching for God and you don't feel the presence of God, perhaps sometimes that's when people are closest to God. When they're going through the dark night of the soul, when they are experiencing spiritual dryness when there doesn't seem to be any consolations, but through an act of love, an act of the will, you continue to persevere in your prayer life, in your union with Christ, and that's where true holiness arises, through the day in and day out persevering in one's prayer life and offering up one's suffering, even when there is no consolation, no nice feelings, and yet that is true love. When you truly love as an act of the will, and even when those emotions aren't there. So I would certainly encourage you to read about St. John of the Cross, this great poet and mystic and spiritual writer, this doctor of the church, and to really try to delve into this spirituality of St. John and the importance of prayer in one's life and the importance of being united to Christ in times of difficulty. We also see in his life that, you know, in his sufferings brought about his greatest works. And sometimes when people go through suffering and difficulty, that is their greatest masterpiece to God. That is what they're offering up to God, their illness, their suffering. John offered up this 9 months imprisonment in this cold, damp cell, and yet this is where he was so united to the Lord that he wrote his greatest works. So the Lord can certainly bring out good out of any challenging or difficult situation. And so we pray today, St. John of the Cross, pray for us.